Black Lives Matter protests in Nashville have elevated some unfamiliar faces, a new generation of activists, and they've been intentional about separating themselves from groups that rose to prominence in the civil rights era, WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
Pastor Keith Caldwell has been unapologetic when he gets his chance to speak at rallies.
The thing that we need to address is the brutal legacy of white supremacy. Let's name it. People cringe when you say that.
Caldwell says that's not something you're going to hear from the NAACP or the Urban League. And he's one of the few Nashville organizers for Black Lives Matter who has worked closely with those kinds of groups.
These institutions have enormous credibility, tremendous legacy and community, but they are institutions. And oftentimes they become concerned with their own sustainability and how can they save themselves. And sometimes the prophetic voice is muted because of budgets and grants and fundraising.
Some of those accused of playing it safe have watched from the sidelines as Black Lives Matter stops traffic with their rallies.
Shutting down streets and walking in buildings are two different things.
Reverend James Tex Thomas is the longtime pastor of Jefferson Street Missionary Baptist. He says he's encouraged by the enthusiasm, but he says chants and marches only take a movement so far. At some point, they have to enter the halls of power.
To go into the courts, to go into the legislatures, to speak to these folk who make those decisions, you need to have somebody in there to talk to the governor, to talk to the mayor, to talk to that police chief. Dialogue.
In some ways, the generational struggle mirrors the 1960s, when students were conducting sit-ins at lunch counters. Black leaders at that time were trying to talk them out of it in favor of using the courts to drive racial equality. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.